evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, January 22nd. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My appearance here, of course, is courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. An all-natural blend of herbs and vitamins that cures and prevents headaches. That's what it says on the bottle, but, you know, you can read all you want. You got to try it out. You can call Headache Stay Gone, and I'm going to give you that telephone number in a moment here, so get your pen and paper handy. You know, you can call them, get a bottle of 60 capsules, try it out. They'll send you a bill. After you've tried it out, if you're satisfied with the product, and I think you will be, then you can make your payment. The number for Headache Stay Gone is 1-800-327-0727. 1-800-327-0727. And you can check Headache Stay Gone on the internet at headachestaygone.com. I do recommend it, folks. It works. It works for me. It works for my friends. It works for some colleagues of mine down there at the Office of American Free Press. Well, one of my colleagues from American Free Press and our sister publication, I guess you might call it, the Barnes Review, is going to be joining us here tonight along with a friend of his, someone whom I've never met. He recommended this person as a guest, and frankly, I want to tell you folks, I'm going to tell you right up front, this is no secret, I had second and third and fourth thoughts about having this guest aboard because I know what he's going to say is going to be considered very controversial. And I want to tell you something, I don't even agree with maybe everything that he suggests or believes in. In fact, I have some profound disagreements with some of the things that he believes or some of the things he advocates. But, you know, I got thinking about it here, folks. You know, if I'm not going to have him on because what he's saying is too controversial, quote unquote, then other people can justify not having me on radio programs. And this has happened to me many, many times over the years. Been invited to speak somewhere by someone, and then they discover, oh, he's controversial, so, well, we're not going to have him up. Well, I agree with 9 out of 10 things he says, but the 10th thing that he says I disagree with, so we can't have Mike Piper as a speaker. That's the position I was in when I was weighing whether or not to have our guest tonight, James Schneider. And I said to myself, I'm not going to play the good old-fashioned be nice and be liberal game and not have this man on my show because, number one, I disagree with some of the things that he says, or number two, because some of you out there may disagree with some of the things he says. So what we're going to do here tonight is get him up here along with our co-host, our co-guest, I don't know what you want to call him, John DeNugent. John has been on this program before. He'll be familiar to many of you. But to get things started off, I'm going to suggest to those of you who do have computers accessible, you're listening on the Internet, you can open up a new window and go to the website, very interesting website, I might add, of James Schneider. It's perpetualdiversity.com. Just like it sounds, perpetualdiversity.com. And I'm going to spell it in case you, someone out there can't spell. PerpetualDiversity.com. And I guarantee you, folks, whatever you think about the website, whether you like it or whether you hate it, whether you're indifferent, there's things on here that will give you something to think about. Now, our guest has also written a book which has an interesting thesis, and we'll be talking to him about that book and where you can get it. So go to perpetualdiversity.com, but stay tuned here to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're going to be meeting James Schneider and, of course, getting reacquainted with John DeNugent. Stay tuned, folks.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you live here from Washington, D.C. I guarantee you this is going to be a controversial show. And that's what makes Republic Broadcasting great, because you can handle the truth. Now, to preface it all, before I bring up my guests, John DeNugent and James Schneider, I'm going to mention that two generations ago, an American, a full-blooded American Indian, married a white woman. And actually, I don't even know if they ever got married, but they produced a son. And that son was my great-grandfather. So I am part American Indian, just a couple generations back, and because of that, there's a lot of people who don't consider me white. Now, it's kind of funny. There's some people who say, oh, well, look at Piper. He looks German, just like his last name, and look at those blue eyes. That's a sign of his white heritage. Well, I'll tell you what's really funny, folks. As I say, I'm part Indian on my mother's side. I look like my mother. I don't look like anything like the side of the family that has the German blood. And I have relatives, living and dead, who, under certain circumstances, could be mistaken for being part black. That's that American Indian blood showing up. And I get pretty dark myself, almost as dark as this Maduro cigar I'm smoking right now. So the thing is, I am a product of race mixing, although I've always thought of myself as white. There's a lot of people who don't like race mixing, and yet on the other side in our society, it sometimes seems as if the mass media is just tripping over itself to promote race mixing and to promote intermarriage. And anybody who raises questions about that policy is called a racist, a white supremacist, a bigot, a this or a that. And, you know, those terms are thrown around so freely that the concept of racial and ethnic diversity and the glories of it, of all the different races and ethnicities around the world, has gotten lost in this drive to make us all one. And our guest tonight, James Schneider. James Schneider, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do I call you James or Jim?
You can call me Jim.
All right, okay. Well, Jim has this website, which I've already given the address out here, Jim, perpetualdiversity.com. Very interesting website. John DeNugent, you're there, too.
I sure am, listening to your melodious pipe.
Yeah, you hear it. Listen, you know, I tell you what, like I say, I know that there's going to be a lot of people who are just going to be tearing their hair out at our discussion on this show tonight, because there's a lot of people who want to say that anyone who raises questions about race mixing and ethnic mixing, you know, there's so much promotion of it in the mass media that anybody who says otherwise is called a racist. How do you respond to that, Jim?
Well, I think the term racist is really being overused a lot, and it's ridiculous. I hear it all the time. And then some people are wondering if I'm racist, and they've used that word, and, you know, they're almost reluctant to say it. It's such a bad word now. But the way I see it, I'm actually against racism, because if we all lived in a segregated society, there would be no racism, because you would not encounter other races, and that's the main idea that I'm trying to push on people. It's just like in the old days, you know, you wouldn't encounter other people. Racism only resulted from, I guess, the mixing of races. There was no such word prior to, you know, let's say 1500 or so. There was, you know, minimal encountering of other races. And so that's the way I feel about that, yeah.
So you've written a very, I haven't read the book. John DeNugent has, I guess, read your book or is reading it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very interesting take on the immigration situation here in the United States, but also as the immigration situation has affected things abroad. And your book is entitled White Flight. Now, this is a novel.
Yeah.
This is a novel, but I hasten to add that a lot of times there have been a lot of novels over the years that have not only provided, I mean, good Lord, novels are part and parcel of the American political landscape. They've had a great deal of impact on people's thinking. And the first one that I can think of is To Kill a Mockingbird, which was on the subject of race and integration and race relations. And it was a famous novel, and it's been made into a very famous film. So one should not dismiss a book simply because it's a novel. What I'd like you to do is tell us a little bit about your novel White Flight, and later we're gonna talk about where people could get it.
Okay. Well, I'm predicting that somewhat in the near future, perhaps 10, 15, 20 years, white Americans will return to Europe. Just like in the 1960s and even prior to that, there was white flight from the cities to the suburbs because people felt more comfortable living with their own kind. And now in America, it's very hard to do that. You know, if you're anywhere near a big city, it's pretty much impossible to find a fairly pure neighborhood of European Americans. So,
I must tell you, I want to tell you something really funny about that. In this great liberal city of Washington D.C., so liberal,
mm-hmm.
Capitol Hill. Is one of the Capitol Hill, where all the politicians and their fancy aides and supporters live, is one of the least integrated neighborhoods I've ever seen in my entire life. But anyway, that's an interesting point for our liberal friends out there who relish the thought that the people who make our policies are also integrating themselves. But
I've noticed that as well. Yeah, liberals. I've seen some Democratic fundraiser that I stumbled across, and I was shocked. There wasn't a single black person there.
Mm-hmm.
And in public, you know, if there was a camera around, they'd all be hugging the black guy and shaking his hand and being taken, having a photograph taken with him. But in private, they feel pretty much the same way we do, the way I do, I believe. They prefer being with their own kind. They're more comfortable with their own kind of people. And And that is what will drive European Americans to return to Europe. And I've seen that on a small, very small scale already. I was in Warsaw in May, and I met this old woman, she's probably in her 70s, at a cafe. And she had lived in America for a long time. She was born in Poland. After the war, she came to America, and she lived here a long time, 20, 30 years. And her neighborhood was changing, and she decided she'd be more comfortable back in Warsaw. And we talked. We had lunch and talked a good long time, and she, you know, she pretty much agreed with me. I pretty much pegged the reason why she was moving, and she told me a little story about the neighborhood changing, and she didn't feel comfortable. And now she's happy in Poland because she's comfortable there. And being retired, you can live a lot cheaper in Eastern Europe than you can here. You know, so for $500-$600 a month, you can get a decent place that's safe. It might not be as luxurious, but it's safe. And here in America, you would have a hard time living in the ghetto for $500 or $600 a month. You know?
Yeah, even in Washington D.C. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, if I may jump in, I've had some experiences. I've been married a couple of times to European women, and speak very quite good French and German and a few other languages. And I just went on a speaking tour over there last summer, and all over Europe, you see Americans who have moved to Europe. I had the privilege of spending some time in the famous south of France. 100,000 Americans are living in the south of France. It's beautiful. I mean, it's the cooking is fantastic, the beaches. But they're living in basically a white country with a tremendous civilization, and they're welcome there. Not if they put on a George Bush sticker on their button on their shirt. But, you know, if you don't talk about your pro-Bush, white Americans are welcomed. 25 years ago when I was in Germany, I was at a Space Needle-type restaurant above the city of Hamburg, and it was a rotating restaurant, very nice. And there was an American doctor there with his wife at the next table talking loudly in American English, so they invited me to jump over to their table. This fellow was a medical doctor. He says, I've left America because I was sick and tired of paying $10,000 a year in medical insurance. It's a safe country. The culture is incredible. The food is great. The Autobahns are super. He says, I love living in Europe. And now, of course, I could go back to him and say, you know what, you're saving $10,000 a month. Because it's now $10,000 a month in malpractice insurance if you're a gynecologist, an obstetrician, or doing cosmetic surgery or other things. So I've seen all over Europe, white Americans are moving back to Europe.
There's only one problem, John. I hate to throw this out here because it's not really part of the discussion, but if you were to move over to Europe right now and say some of the things that you have said on this program and you have written in the Barnes Review, you would be put in jail for... they have a lot of different laws in Europe now. Hate laws, hate crimes laws, laws against defaming the dead. So there are negative aspects to taking up residence in the glories of Germany, for example, or the south of France.
Well, that's for sure. And when I was over there, everybody I met with who were activists for white survival, they were going to jail, they were under investigation, or they had just gotten out of jail. It was very striking and shocking. However, in America, we have economic terror. They threaten to bankrupt your business. I know David Duke, who, of course, down in Louisiana, got the majority of the European-American vote when he ran for governor and for senator down there. But in each case, the Louisiana newspaper said, quote, New York financial circles will punish the state, take away tourism, conventions, everything from New Orleans. So there was a threat, and they intimidated people of Louisiana that we dare not vote for David Duke.
All right, John and Jim, hold those thoughts. We are going to a break. Get your pen and paper out handy. We're going to tell people where you can get in touch with Jim Schneider and get his book. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. we provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you in the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. As I always tell you, it works. Try it out for yourself. Okay, we have John DeNugent here along with Jim Schneider, who's website is perpetualdiversity.com. He says, celebrate diversity before homogeneity destroys it. There's something else interesting on the website. A lot of interesting things in this website, folks. You may not agree with all of it, but, you know, if you're an intelligent person, you will look at everything and make an analysis on your own. So don't be afraid of things that you think you should be afraid of. On the website, perpetualdiversity.com, it says, our goal is to educate people about issues related to cultural or ethnic diversity and to maintain perpetual diversity worldwide for the benefit of future generations. The world's diversity is now being threatened by corporate greed and ignorant political leaders who either don't know or don't care about this very important issue. Immigration is the greatest threat to perpetual global diversity. Many people think that immigration increases diversity. This is true locally and temporarily, but not long-term and on a global level. Very interesting and very straightforward, folks. And if you have any comments on this, we invite you to call in. The number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, Jim, in your book, White Flight, which, of course, I haven't read, but I've read about it, and John has told me about it, you raise this possibility that in the future, many, many Americans of European descent will possibly choose to return to their homelands or return to Europe. Well, what does that What would that leave the United States? What wouldn't that be a brain drain on the United States?
Oh yeah, it'd be a major drain of brain and economics as well, and it would shake the confidence of people who invest in America. And if as little as a million white Americans went, I would say it would be a big problem for the economy. It would be a big issue. But the other side of it is, and this is something that I'm actually writing to several European countries to kind of hope that it'll stimulate them thinking. It'll be a great benefit to whatever country they go to. If one country over in Europe, France, in my book I'm predicting it's France, if they promote this idea and say we are welcoming back Americans of French descent or Americans of Lithuanian descent, then if that program is successful, it will be a tremendous benefit to them. People with money will go, and these Americans, at first they will not fit in, but just one generation later, or even, you know, if they study the language very well, they can fit in within 10 years. They will be as their ancestors were. They will be French or whatever. And I have recently, just last week, I read somewhere that the Lithuanian government is trying to attract back Lithuanians who have moved away. And there are over 100,000 who have gone to England and Germany searching for jobs. And that has created problems for them in Lithuania. So I emailed the fellow in charge of this program and told him about my book and my ideas briefly, and hopefully he will pass it on and they will do something about it. Because if they welcomed back people of Lithuanian descent, retirees or young people or whatever, it would be beneficial to them. It would really help them a lot.
Well, I guess my immediate question, I'm going to ask this question, let you answer it, and then we've already got three calls aboard, so we'll go to them after this half-hour break here. My immediate thought in looking at your website and hearing what you've said here tonight is that you've given up on the United States.
Well, it doesn't look good. In the book, it turns out that America has a happy ending, and we finally get leaders that do the right thing. But in reality, it looks pretty bad. We are allowing lots of illegal and legal immigrants in, and very few of them are of European descent.
Well, you know, Mike, let me jump in and say that the thing which struck me the most here, I'd spoken earlier about economic threats shutting down freedom of speech in America, people afraid of losing their jobs and their reputation. Once even a small number of European Americans go back to their native continent, the beautiful continent of Europe, this would cause an immediate crisis in housing prices. It would create tremendous pressure on the U.S. government and on the politicians, because once millions of people start leaving, housing prices will fall. People won't build new housing. And one of the most important motors of our economy is, besides making bombs and making cheeseburgers, we make houses.
Yeah, you believe the construction industry would be left reeling at the very
right.
Least.
Exactly. And this would cause a crisis because so many people bought houses with humongous balloon-like mortgages, $400,000 for a cottage in northwest Washington, D.C. And once prices fall, and if the economy keeps spiraling down because whites are leaving, and the slap in the face of the American reputation when whites are leaving the country, what this would cause is people to be unable to pay their mortgages when they lose their jobs. Now, what do? They sell the house for $300,000, but they still owe $100,000 left. There could be bankruptcies, and this would force the U.S. government to say, we've got to keep the productive white people here. We have to find a new program to make them stay.
Okay. All right. Well, we have that half-hour break already upon us. As I say, we've got three callers lined up already. Let's see what they have to say. This is Michael Collins Piper with our guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellites is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with Jim Schneider of PerpetualDiversity.com. His last name, by the way, is spelled S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. That's S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. And I'm going to give his address here in a moment, but his book is his novel. Sounds like a very interesting novel, and I'm going to get a copy of it myself. His novel is entitled White Flight. You can get it on Amazon.com, but if you want to save on shipping costs, just send $12. However, it's $19 outside of the USA and Canada. So if you're in the USA or Canada, it's $12, $19 anywhere else. Send your checks to J.F. Schneider, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R, J.F. Schneider. It's a P.O. Box address in Gaithersburg, Maryland. P.O. Box 3151. That's 3151, Gaithersburg, Maryland. The zip code is 20885. 20885. And Gaithersburg is spelled G-A-I-T-H-E-R-S-B-U-R-G. J.F. Schneider, P.O. Box 3151, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20885. And, of course, this information is also available on the website at PerpetualDiversity.com. Well, we've already got four callers lined up here, and I'm eager to hear what they have to say, so let's bring them up. Let's go to Jim from Texas. Jim, what do you have to say?
Yeah, am I on?
You're on.
Well, congratulations to your guests, because I applaud their statement that the places to go would be Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, because they're probably one of the few, maybe four or five countries that are not controlled by the Brethren, at least as yet. And if you know what I'm talking about, the Brothers of the Cut, or the you know what I'm talking about.
I think
about.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
The ADL, B'nai B'rith, all the... In France is absolutely rock bottom, the worst place to go. That is completely controlled. You can't say anything in France.
Well, Jim, let me jump in here.
It's controversial in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Jim, can I jump in? This is John Nugent. Listen, I just lived over in France. France has the largest white nationalist party in the world, run by Jean-Marie Le Pen. And yes, they persecute them. But he has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of elected officials on the local and the city level and in the regional parliaments. They keep changing the parliamentary laws.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Keep him out.
But how many of them can come up and say, you know, this Holocaust is a big pile of you-know-what? How many of them could come out in public and say that?
Well, they are people saying that, and they're courageous.
And
they're going to jail.
Jim is hearkening back to the point that I made. You know, as bad as things are here in the United States, in some respects there's problems in other parts of the world. So, you know, I guess what it all comes down to is that, you know, nothing is going to be perfect anywhere. We're always, you know, we are human beings, and as diverse as we are, we have diverse opinions, and we've got a lot of people with a lot of power who want to take our rights away.
But you know, Mike, how long do you think we'll have absolute freedom of speech in this country? Will that last forever?
Well, that's, you know, this is what I say. Like I said at the outset of the program here, I'm not so sure that the program of perpetual diversity as outlined at this website is necessarily the means to our survival. But nonetheless, the point I have made is that it's important to start discussing it, because at least there's somebody out here, namely Jim Schneider, who is saying some things to us that people need to listen to. So Jim, I share your concern. But,
can I say one more thing? There's a member from France of the European Parliament who's currently on trial, I believe, and his only statement was historians should be allowed to investigate the Holocaust.
Actually,
that's it.
I think he's not only been on trial, he's actually been convicted and fined. So,
is this a country anybody would want to go to when you said, well, people should be allowed to investigate certain aspects of history, and automatically you're going to jail?
Well, that's not the only country that there is in Europe to go to.
No, they're almost all of them are, with the exception of Estonia. As far as I know, Estonia is one of the last countries that are fighting them on it.
Mm. Well, Estonia, Italy, Ireland, Greece, and some other
Italy,
countries.
There's just been a bill introduced in Italy to make it against the law to contest the Holocaust.
Well, Jim, you know what? You're absolutely right, but I wish you were wrong. Listen, let me move on to our next caller here, David in Massachusetts. David, come on up. David, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Do you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, now, it's very good to talk to you. Here's what I want to talk about. This gentleman was talking, I forgot his first name. Who's the gentleman?
Jim Schneider.
Jim Schneider, who discussed about the people, you know, returning to nations of origin concerning European people. I want to say this. I may have said this before, but it's got to be said again. I heard a Mexican student talk at the University of Massachusetts years ago, and it wasn't reported in the college paper, unfortunately. And he said he was kind of balanced. He did criticize the U.S. for taking the Southwest away from Mexico in the War of 1846. Then he went on to say that Mexico, this is about 5-6 years ago, just about the time that Vicente Fox came in after he defeated the pre-candidate, around that time. And then he went on to say that Mexico is not a free country. He said it's a form of dictatorship. And then he went on to say that starting in the late 1940s and the early 50s, the Revolutionary Institutional Party, which is called PRI for short,
PRI.
The PRI, they encouraged the pure Indian people of the villages and towns where you find the pure Indian Mexican people. The cities are, a lot of them are of mixed racial ancestry. they encourage these people to have big families, and they will take over the government of Mexico, and they encourage them to come to the United States if they could, if they couldn't get a job in Mexico, and that they would become a big, big power in the United States eventually. And this is happening right before our eyes as we speak now. And I want to say this concerning this immigration issue. The gentleman, Mr. Schneider, I'm sure he's, you know, understands us, but everything bears repetition and to tell. The big reason for all this immigration of these poverty-stricken people from Mexico here is to undermine our economic system, to destroy the good part of Roosevelt's New Deal about average people having better paychecks, better earning power. And if the Democrats had kept up with Roosevelt's New Deal and had not listened to these corrupt pro-business types in their party as well as the Republicans, today the federal minimum wage might be $12 an hour or more. It would apply to farm labor, but we wouldn't have all the terrible problems associated with illegal immigration. And I wish to say to the gentleman that all of this unbridled, legal as well as illegal immigration is based on just corrupt, rotten, selfish economics pushed by all these global people who are the billion-dollar corporations.
Jim, do you have any comments there?
Well, I'd say he's largely right about that. And another major issue is demographics. The whites in this country have a low birth rate. And so you combine all these factors, and it's really working against us. And the low birth rate is something that's it's a small thing year by year, but it adds up. Over a generation or two, it's a big issue. And these people, like you said, in Mexico, they are having large families for whatever reason. And some of them just feel like doing it, and others perhaps have a political goal of taking over. But either way, they do have a lot of kids, and that is one of the things that is leading to our demise here in America.
And a lot of those kids are, if not now, illegal aliens in the United States, they will be.
Yeah, and legal or illegal.
Right.
You know, a lot of people say, oh, if they would just obey the law. Well, I'm really concerned that some future president will solve the problem of illegal immigration by simply saying everyone can come. And then there will be no illegal immigration. They're all going to be here legally.
I guess that's the ultimate in libertarianism right
there. And they're almost doing that. They're talking that way with the guest worker program and with the amnesty and all this. And I would almost favor a guest worker program, provided that they must go back. There's no way that they can ever become citizens, no matter what. They make their money and go back. If we really have a labor shortage, that might be a way to deal with it. But letting them come and continue coming and then giving them amnesty, and you know, it's just we're doing the wrong thing.
Okay, David, thank you for your call. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, what do you have to say about all this?
Thank you very much for taking my call. I just live a hop, skip, and a jump from Gaithersburg, but I bookmarked his website, so I'll investigate it. This is one talk show host that makes a point of saying that his show deals with psychological nudity. I would like to think that RBN, and particularly your show, deals with intellectual nudity, where we can kind of like just, hey, just let it all hang out, so to speak, and just, you know, let it just fall where they may and just not worry about the repercussions.
We're stripping things bare here, that's right.
And I was going to talk on your previous show, you talked about the Catholic religion, because I had a big bombshell controversial topic I was going to drop about my opinion about the Catholic religion, but I decided not to because I didn't want to create too much controversy, but that's another story.
Well, save that for another time. We'll have Jim Condit back. I want to focus on what Jim Schneider and PerpetualDiversity.com are talking about here.
Sure, I understand. I got a couple questions. The first one might be a quick one. Don't you feel as if that you're throwing in the towel by leaving this country? You know, saying, hey, okay, I give up, I surrender, you guys win? Do you think you're just being a realist by saying, hey, it's a foregone conclusion?
Well, I understand what you're saying there, and I hate giving up. I really do hate giving up, and in my book, White Flight, it actually has a happy ending where America is restored to its previous glory. However, we do have to be realistic, and a good general always knows when to retreat and when to advance. And we have a low birth rate. Our numbers are shrinking.
Sure.
And so we cannot occupy the same amount of territory unless we do a drastic change very soon.
Well, okay, I understand. Well, the second question I have is, isn't the same thing happening in Western Europe with the onslaught of the Muslims and other minorities?
Exactly. That's exactly
right. And with the PC movement being firmly entrenched in Europe, and with all the, you know, PC crowd in Europe, wouldn't you be jumping from the frying pan to the fire? And also, how well received would even white Americans who may be reasonably prosperous and well educated, how well would they be received in these European countries if we came en masse?
Well, I think they'd be very well received given a choice. If the French had a choice between accepting another million North Africans from Morocco or Muslims from wherever versus Americans who are at least 50% French, I think they would choose the Americans that are part French.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
They'd be happier about it, and I think if they would fit in, the next generation would be perfectly French. If I go there, even though I'm not French, my children would be totally French.
Sure.
And they wouldn't know the difference. However, these Muslims, even second, third generation, they're still different, and they have different religious affiliations and different values, and they're not really assimilating. So that
they have no intentions of doing so either.
What's that?
They have no intentions of doing so either,
That's
apparently.
Right. Their intention, some of them have the intention of taking over.
Sure.
They know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them merely want to have better opportunities and whatnot, but still, even the so-called good ones, they will take over. They will have a changing effect on Europe. And that change, I believe, will not be good. It will change to become more like the place where they left, and there's a reason why they left there.
Well, let me say my experience. This is John. All over Europe, there is tremendous anger. There's a powder keg of anger against the PC crowd in Germany, in France, in Italy. Everywhere, actually, white nationalist parties are flourishing for the first time in many decades. In Germany, they've had huge successes now in the city of Berlin, and especially in certain areas of East Germany. They've had breakthrough successes now in England. The white population is deeply unhappy with third world immigration, and if white people come in, and if there are race riots that spark some sort of conflagration. And we're seeing it now because, for example, the North Africans are burning cars and burning buildings in France. The French are going to be the first people to haul out the guillotine again, let me tell you.
All right, Mike, thanks for your call.
Okay,
appreciate
great,
it. Good
you.
Question. Yeah, let me go to John in New Mexico. John, come on up.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, John.
Thanks for taking my call. I do agree with what these gentlemen are saying about a potential for a flight out of America, but I don't know if it'll be happening for the exact reasons that they're talking about, as far as the immigration into the U.S. driving people, whites, into Europe. I don't think it'll quite happen that way, but I do agree with the one gentleman, John, that said that the housing market may really take a fall here in the U.S. And I think what's going to cause all that is I think military spending in this country is going to bankrupt the U.S. And it will cause economic troubles, which will cause a housing collapse, and that could then lead people to go to Europe. Because I don't know if I'm right on this, but haven't people been coming up over the border from Mexico and the southern South America and those countries down there for a number of years?
Well, yeah,
I mean, hasn't that been going on for a long time?
Yeah.
Well, let me say something. This is John. If the United States were to attack Iran, many people believe this could lead to a chain reaction of events, just like one archduke got killed in 1914 in Serbia, and it led to a war between, you know, France and Germany and England and the United States join in eventually. So we could be on the verge of a conflagration which could cause tremendous economic upheavals, cutoffs of oil, collapses of housing markets. I don't believe this. That's why I've read Jim Schneider's book, White Flight, which, by the way, it depicts on the cover a white jetliner like a 747 taking off towards Europe. That's why it's called white flight. They're flying out of here because there's chaos and there's hunger. And Jim from Texas, who called originally, said, yeah, but there's a big problem with freedom of speech. And, Mike, you brought that up, too. People may be going back to Europe because they're afraid for their lives. They can't take it.
Right. I think, I mean, obviously, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who are not going to be counting in considerations of freedom of speech. They're going to be counting in considerations of whether or not they can put clothes on their children and feed those children and educate them and have a roof over their head. So, all right, John from New Mexico, thanks for your call. When we come back, we're going to go to Ron from Kentucky. Now get your pen and paper out, folks. I'm going to give you J.F. Schneider's address once again. It's in Gaithersburg, Maryland. P.O. Box in Gaithersburg, Maryland. We'll give you that address when we come back.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
It's hard to believe, but an hour has gone by. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you courtesy of Headache Stay Gone here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Jim Schneider. I'm going to give you his address again for his book, White Flight. Book is only $12. If you're coming from outside the U.S. or Canada, it's $19. $12, a good cheap price for a good book. The address is J.F. Schneider, P.O. Box 3151, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20885, and the website is perpetualdiversity.com. Well worth taking a look at. Okay, we have we can get in one more caller very quickly. Ron from Kentucky. Ron, come on up.
Hello, Michael. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Ron. Fire away.
Okay, first of all, I have to apologize because I think I'm wanting to take the show in a completely different direction, but somehow similar.
Well, let's see what you have to say.
Well, I called Manny earlier tonight, and we talked for 20 or 30 minutes, I guess, and he was not aware of what I became aware of today. I was listening to Alex Jones's show. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
And I've had some issues with Alex in recent months, and
Listen, before you go any further, let me ask you, do you have a question for our guest? I mean, you're welcome to call in here tomorrow night. I'm going to have
No, I don't, and that's why I was apologizing in advance.
Yeah, I would prefer, Ron, if
I understand.
You call in tomorrow night, you're welcome to do that.
Well, I might give Rick's show a call coming up.
All right. Well, you're always welcome to call here. All right.
I know. I appreciate it, Mike.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I tell you what, I don't really have much time for our last caller we have up, so I guess I'm just going to wrap it up here with Jim and John. Guys, do you have any closing remarks that you think really underscore what we've been discussing tonight? Jim?
Well, the previous caller said something about they've been coming for years, and I didn't quite get a chance to digest that, but I did want to add in that there's a level of tolerance for everyone, and that at first it's not a problem, but at some point people feel uncomfortable and are more likely to move. And that is the case for white flight of the 1960s from the inner cities, and it may be the same situation for the country as a whole in the near future. And so I am predicting that.
Well, I think
we're seeing
that in small towns all across America where there's a heavy influx of immigration. I think there's like a 30% increase in the population, illegal immigrants in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, and the local government's trying to do something about it, and the courts are trying to block them.
Yeah, that's right.
So I guess the point is this, that... And this is what I started off with by saying that, you know, you have opened up on your website at perpetualdiversity.com. You're raising the issues, you're raising the questions, you're offering a possible solution. And I guess that's what people need to start thinking about. What are the solutions? Because a lot of people have this feeling that at least on the specific issue of immigration, a lot of people feel that both the Democrats and the Republicans, for political or economic reasons of their own, for the people who sponsor those respective political parties, that the Republican and Democratic parties are abandoning the people. So
that's exactly what's happening. Yeah.
All right, listen, John DeNugent, Jim Schneider, thanks for coming aboard tonight. It's been an interesting evening. We'll definitely have you back. Again, folks, White Flight is available from J.F. Schneider, P.O. Box 3151, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20885. Check out the internet website at perpetualdiversity.com. All right, folks, stay tuned for more good programming here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll see you here tomorrow night. Ron from Kentucky, you're welcome to call back in tomorrow if you want to talk further. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. Thanks to the Republic Broadcasting Network and Headaches Stay Gone for making this hour possible. Can handle the truth.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.